And a good Thursday morning to you, and welcome into Darren Donick, Jason DeMace. Although half of us are here. Darren McFarland, present. Willie Donick.
Willie Donick.
Willie Donick. Wiley. Danu.
Billy.
Hey, Billy. Not present. He's in Denver. Predators and Avalanche tonight at 8 o'clock. Game 81 of the regular season. He is not accounted for. Derek Mason.
What's up? What's up? What's present. Up?
In the house.
It's a good day today.
It is a good day. Oh, Chase McCabe.
Day.
Suit.
Is that how we
that could be like the new Sorrels, yes, right?
When exactly.
We say Chase McCabe, suit. Nowhere to be found.
Ah, man. Suit McCabe.
Suit. Elijah Campbell.
We out here.
Yeah. Present.
Hold on. Did he say we out of here or we out here?
We out here. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
It's a presence of mind being out here. And we are out here this morning.
Hey, they are out here.
There's a lot to get into today.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited. It is first round of the NFL draft.
Woo, woo.
We're gonna get a lot of that flavor today. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a little bit of flavor of what's in front of the Titans. What are they doing?
Ooh.
What are those crafty cats thinking?
Those knuckleheads
thinking.
What
have they got up their sleeve?
Hmm.
You know, we're going to do that. What are the Titans going to do at 26? Boy, this is where things, I'm telling you, I'm getting text after text. What is the deal with the Kenny Pickett train? To the Titans. Like, I'm getting like
people
I'm
are
like,
jumping on it.
I'm like, no, it's not happening.
It might, you never know.
There's a small chance it happens. Get it?
So, what you're saying, Sorry. There is a chance.
There's a small chance.
There is a chance. That's all we need.
No, there's not. They're not taking Kenny Pickett. They're just not. But I don't know. You know, this is where things, everybody starts coming up with all this stuff, so we're going to get into all that. Alan Bell is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to talk about the odds. What are the odds of that happening? In fact, I was looking, because I'm like, why are these people asking me about Kenny Pickett? I had one buddy, he's like, hey, man, I'm thinking about hopping on Kenny Pickett to the Titans, plus 500. And I'm like, well, dude, I was like, if you want to spend your money on that, go ahead. You clearly don't like my answer. I'm telling you, don't. Save your money. Bet on something else. No, like it's not going to happen, but watch it happen. Then I'll never hear the end of it from him.
I just feel there's something out of the box that's going to happen with the Titans.
Something out of the box?
Yeah, something outside
like
of
what?
Something outside of what we all think. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom.
What do you?
Doom, 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 doom.
Do you have any, like, things you want to throw out there, or do you just want to go dum 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 dum?
Isn't that the, show is that? Law and Order? Is that Law and Order? Doom, doom,
yeah.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Close. Sounds something
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, I mean, it's close.
We're guessing that that's what you're doing. We all know what Law and Order sounds like. We're saying closest to Law and Order.
It's Law and Order adjacent.
Yeah, absolutely. There we go.
Poor man's Law and Order.
Oh, man.
The rules and structure.
Play it for real, Elijah. Let's get Derek to do it real quick, and then let's compare and let's see if they're even in the same zip code. Okay, so you do yours, D-Mace.
Okay, let me do mine. Doom, 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 doom.
I think it's getting worse the more we make you do it.
I think I have like three different sitcoms all in one.
Yeah,
Law and Order's a sitcom?
It seems to be
it's a show. See?
No, actually, no, I don't see. Yeah, but you didn't do that. You didn't do any of the guitar stuff.
I didn't do the...
See, you needed Sue to do that. He would have done that. He would have pulled out the guitar.
Absolutely. You're right. There it is.
I'm going to say that that's...
That wasn't close. I did give the doom, 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 doom.
Let me just say, we just had our meeting with you at the combine, and we're going back in the draft room, and we're going to maybe slide you down a couple pegs. We may drop you around after that interview. So you just threw that out there, which, by the way, could be the most generic blanket ever.
Well, no,
the
no,
Titans
no.
could do something really weird.
Here's the deal.
And then you could tomorrow say, "See, I told you that was weird."
But I didn't give you like, any
right, no parameters.
Yeah,
of
no
what's
parameters
weird.
Or anything like that. No, I think there's a possibility that the Titans could do something. Because right now it's saying, okay, they're going to take a wide receiver, an offensive lineman. Yeah, maybe a quarterback, but highly unlikely. Defensive back, there's a possibility. But no one, and I mean no one ever.
No one.
Doom, 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 doom.
No one.
Running back.
Comes into our place and pushes us around. No.
Running back.
You keep saying that, like
running back.
I don't know if you. If this is a gut feeling, and maybe you've put on a couple pounds, or you're talking to somebody. But I don't know where you're coming up with this running back stuff.
Running back.
But I'm gonna give it to you if it happens, because I don't see it at all.
Running back,
kicker.
Nah, not a kicker in the first.
Now
round.
That's outside. The
yeah,
box.
That's real. That's outside the stadium, right there.
Yeah, that's a couple states over.
Exactly. No, I think running back, I'm just looking at, you know, the structure of their offense and them being a run-first team. And Derrick Henry, you know, him needing some rest, you know. So I don't think Hilliard is the guy. I don't think he gives you what you need. I don't think anyone fears him. He's a good running back, but no one fears him when he gets in the game. The Titans need someone they can put in like they did last year when Derrick Henry was injured.
And you think that's in the draft?
I think that's in the draft. There are some really good running backs in this year's draft. Now, does a running back – I mean, you got to be sort of like Barkley or McCaffrey or – I mean, what backs got drafted in the first round, the last couple of rounds? Chubb. I think there are guys possibly closer to Chubb than Saquon and McCaffrey because of the diversity. They're so diverse in what they can do. They can catch the ball as well as run the ball out the backfield, and they can line up wide. I don't think there's too many backs like that, but I think there are some backs that are some tough physical runners and that are going to be really good in this league.
Do you feel like Derrick Henry, are you nervous because Derrick Henry is now part of the Nashville SC ownership that he's going to be distracted? Is that why you're doing this?
Oh, no, not at all. And I'm happy for that. That's kudos to him, man. Goodness. Kudos to him. He's going to be here for a long time, whether he's with the Titans for a long time or not. But he's going to be a fixture in Nashville for a very long time, and rightfully so. But, no, I just think they – just think. 2 years ago, he rushed the ball, what, over 300 times, close to 400 times, somewhere around there?
He's never rushed.
Three-something?
Yeah.
Three-something.
You talk about the 2,000-yard season?
Yeah, I'm talking about 2,000-yard season, okay? But the year before that, when he got 1,500 yards, he rushed the ball
over
300.
He rushed 378 the 2,000-yard season.
And he rushed – I think 300 the year before that when he had 1,500 yards.
303.
Yes. This last year he was on pace to eclipse the 2,000 yards.
Correct. And most he was well on his way to more carries, too.
Exactly. Absolutely. They can't continue to do that. They can't. He can't continue to have these, you know, 400, if not 400 carry seasons.
Says who? Dun, 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 dun.
Says your body.
Dun. Oh.
Says your body.
Says who?
Your body. There you go. His body's, I mean, as you know, he's just one of those dudes that just keeps himself in physical peak shape. But eventually those poundings, it takes it's a wear and tear. It may not be, you know, it may be a toe, it may be an ankle, maybe a knee, something like that. All those hits, man, you can't keep taking them over and over and over again. Every back that has carried the ball 300 plus times consecutive years, what has happened to them? They're broken down.
Phil in Kentucky says you need to work on your melody. You had no melody at all. I'm just saying. That's Phil.
Phil, I'm going to work on it.
I'm the messenger.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it, man. I really do. I take criticism, correct, you know, constructive criticism, and I'm going to work on it. Seriously.
Yeah. Phil may be a top-notch musician for all we know, you know?
I don't know.
He may have wrote that, so I don't even know, you know?
You're right about that.
Also on our text line, unnamed texter, J-Rob, please don't draft baby hands. So I guess that's a no for Kenny Pickett.
Who had baby hands on the movie? Wasn't it?
You're thinking of the Burger King commercials where people had Whopper hands, where their hands were too small and couldn't hold the Whoppers.
Brian, listen, this is good. Brian on our test, please let this be a fun day on the text line, because we've had some days where we could do a whole show off our text line. Uh-huh. Brian on our text line says, a running back? ? That's a bold move, Cotton. I agree. That would be.
That's what I'm saying. What did I say? I didn't say it was the
you did
the right move or the move we're expecting.
I know, but you keep bringing it up. So you are. I can't figure out your angle. I feel like you've talked to somebody, but you won't. Divulge.
I'm just looking at this roster, man. And when looking at a roster, and the Titans are drafting so low. And they might even draft. They might even find themselves trading out of the first round just to get, you know, more picks. Obviously, getting a second round pick is big, and they don't have one at this point. I just think they're in a position right now where they're going to draft the best available, because possibly the guy that they want will get drafted ahead of them unless they move up in the draft. Because this draft doesn't have a top-heavy quarterback class, then a lot of these other guys that may have slipped to the Titans had there been two, three quarterbacks that, you know, that were heralded coming out of college. Now those guys are going to get drafted a little bit sooner, and a Treylon Burks may not be there. You know,
Elijah,
an offensive lineman may not be there.
Hit the music on the way out. Our theme. Alan Bell from Sportsline. We're going to get the odds on baby hands to the Titans, a running back to the Titans, and more here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Derek Mason. It is draft day. It's not hump day, it's draft day. First round. Tonight in Vegas. Boy, I wish we were there covering it. Wouldn't that be fun?
Fun.
D-Mace would be shirtless. Man, we would be having a good
definitely.
Old time.
Definitely. By the pool? Because we'd be doing a show tattoo. By the pool.
If we were doing it in Vegas, I'd probably get a tattoo.
Oh, definitely. You getting a tattoo.
Face on my back.
I'd lose a tooth.
With a ponytail. We put Philly on the roof. Let's go to Alan Bell from Sportsline. What are the odds of that, huh? Let's find out the odds of that. Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. First, I appreciate you guys having me on. Second, yeah, Willie, you get a tattoo, man. That's live coverage right there. Everybody would have enjoyed that.
Yeah, Willie or I are ink free. So if either one of us declared we were getting some ink, that should be a big deal. And I think I would do it if we were in Vegas covering the draft. So. Let's get down to the odds. Let's just start with what D-Mace. I don't know if he's been sipping on something in his Kool-Aid this morning. I don't know what's going on or if he's talking to somebody. I can't get a read on him.
It's the organic juice.
I don't know if he's putting out smoke like a lot of teams, but he keeps bringing up Titans drafting a running back. What do you think the odds are that the Titans actually draft a running back?
I can tell you, it's plus 8,000 if it's going to be in the first round.
Yes, That's where I'm going now.
Is that for real, or are you just making a statement?
No, 100%. It's 100%, right? So
plus 8,000.
Plus 8,000. The only odds that are worse for the Titans in their first round pick is to take a kicker, punter, or long snapper.
That's why I said it's outside the box.
Yeah, it's outside the box.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, outside the box is where the money is. So, hey.
Oh, look where Alan took. See how Alan worked that? That was nice. That was nice. Okay, so in all seriousness, they are favored. Or the favorite, from what I can tell, you help us out. That's why you're on here. Seems like offensive lineman, that position, O-line is the favorite for the Titans to select at 26?
Correct, yep. So the favorite, offensive lineman, plus 200. Next is wide receiver, plus 325. After that, defensive lineman, plus 350. And quarterback at plus 400. So offensive lineman, the prohibitive favorite. But right after that, wide receiver, D lineman, and quarterback are all kind of right there in the same spot. So, fascinating. But yeah, offensive lineman is definitely the prohibitive favorite as of right now.
I have actually seen certain sites that have the quarterback position as either second or third behind offensive lineman and or wide receiver if it was third. Have you seen it that high? I mean, and where's this coming from, in your opinion? Like, to go with the first pick, quarterback? I don't see it. But I've got a buddy who obviously loves to dabble that he has been wearing me out this morning. He's been – I guess he wants me to give him the green light to put money down, some shackles down on the quarterback position as the first pick for the Titans. But I'm like, dude, I don't see it. You're asking me, and I'm telling you no, but you clearly don't like my answer.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? I have seen that in a couple books, right? Here's how difficult tonight's draft is for everybody. Any book that you go to, they're all completely different because nobody really knows what's about to happen. Like,
good point.
It's kind of a weird draft, right? But as for quarterback, you know, I don't see it either. And, you know, we're looking at, like, okay, in the first round tonight, all right, we're looking at, you know, the over-under is set at three quarterbacks that will be drafted, all right? And we're all kind of thinking, if you take those three, it would be what? Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, and probably Desmond Ridder, okay? So I don't even know if we're going to have three take. I already bet on the under of three because even if it hits three, I could get that push and we've got some insurance there. But I don't know if we even get three in the first round. Plus, you have a lot of teams who have two picks. You know, in the first round.
Yes.
I think we're going to see a lot of trades as well. It's going to be a fascinating first round. But, yeah, long story short, like, I don't see quarterback at least that high. They'll probably draft one, but I don't see any way that it's a first rounder.
So you're saying the number of quarterbacks selected in the first round, the over-under is three?
Correct.
Oh, this is pick six. I'm taking under and top shelf. I'm double top shelf in that. Under.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
That's a great bet. That is a great bet.
And I heard an analyst, and you guys know better than I do, but, you know, talking about kind of grading these quarterbacks, and I can't remember who it was, but he said, he goes, Jordan Love for the Packers, he goes, if he were coming out, like, this year, he goes, he would be the number one quarterback taken. And he goes, and I'm not that high on Jordan Love. So I'm with you. Like, I don't think that this is going to be a heavy first-round QB.
Wow, that's an interesting statement. Whew.
Yeah.
Man. Speaking of quarterbacks, so where is – so you said Baby Hands is the favorite?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of bouncing around. Like, that's another thing, right? So it's tough, man. Like, you're seeing Malik Willis minus 200 as the favorite, Kenny Pickett plus 150. And then after that, think how far of a drop this is. This just be the first quarterback selected. So Malik Willis minus 200, Kenny Pickett plus 150, then Desmond Ridder plus 1,200, right? Like, it falls off like that quickly. So it looks like it'll probably be Malik that's taken first. But, yeah, man, like, I just don't see. I think three is the absolute ceiling. there's no way it's going to be more than three.
Mm-mm. No chance. I think that is a – in fact, it, whatever you did, I'd probably do a little bit more. Like, I feel really, really good about that one. Okay, we went down to Jacksonville a couple of days ago, Alan, and I swear I was more confused. It's exactly what you said about the – you know, we're talking to Jags Insider, and by the time we got done with the interview, I was like, I still am confused on what they're taking at one. Like, there was, like, no definitive answer on – who they're taking at one. So what is the favorite to, who is the favorite to go number one, and how, what's the gap between one and two with the odds makers?
Yeah. Okay. So look, what you just said, let me give you the perfect example of how crazy that it's been. All right. 96 hours ago, it was Aiden Hutchinson at like -250, -300. The juice was getting so high, people weren't even betting it. Right. Cause they're like, it'll be Hutchinson. Let me just move on to another one. 96 hours later, as we sit right now, Trayvon Walker out of Georgia, it -450 to be the first overall pick.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And here's the thing, yeah. And Aiden Hutchinson's not even in second anymore, all right? It's Akeem Ekwonu, all right? So it's like, what in the world first for the Jaguars has happened, because nothing's happened, you know what I mean? And then two, like, how has Aiden Hutchinson fell that far? Because, again, nothing has happened. Like, there haven't been any workouts in the last 2 days. There's no visits. So it's just, it goes to show you, man, like, the draft is craziness, you know? And then watch, Aiden Hutchinson will go first overall, and somebody's going to make a ton of money off of it.
Well, what it goes to show you is how much people tune in to draft coverage, because this week is, it's amped up, and so people are, you know, they start – somebody starts talking about Walker, and the next thing you know, the public starts betting on it, right? I mean, that's you know how this works. I mean,
We're talking about Alan Bell, Sportsline. Now, what are the odds that none of these quarterbacks is taken in the first round?
Yeah, so that's a great question, right? So you'll have to dig, you know, for the book to find that, because it's going to be such high odds. You're going to get that at around +4,500. All right, so put down $100, you get $4,500 if you win that, if no QBs are selected. Yeah.
That's not a horrible, that's not a bad little thing to throw a little bit down on, just in case.
Not at all. 100%, right? So, like, I kind of look at it like, you know, when you're betting and you've got your, you know, your solid picks, like we just talked about, like the three QBs in the first round, like, that's a full unit bet, normal standard bet. But then you find things like this, right, to where you're like, all right, you know, I'll sprinkle 10% of what I normally bet, you know, on something. Let me put, you know, 10% on that. Let me put 25% on that. Like, just for the opportunity, because if it happens, you'll be a very happy person.
Now, what position has the best odds to be drafted the most in the first round?
All right, that's another great question, right? So you take a look here, and we've got obviously 32 picks there in the first round. So the highest position is going to be defensive lineman, all right? So and a lot of it is that, you know, now that, you know, we kind of look at that edge position and it's considered with the D-line, that's kind of where your favorite is right now. It's, I'll say this, it's close. Out of 32 picks, you know, I've got down offense 17, defense 15, right? So it's pretty close there. But also say this, we got D-line at 8, got O-line at 7, and I've wide receiver at 7. And that's in the first round. Like, there are a lot of these guys to go around. And the interesting part, how we started the show, running back, zero. Like, that, I know, like, it's crazy how much that position has been devalued. But here's the thing. We're looking across the league to where wide receivers are demanding so much money. You know what I mean? Like, to where even the Packers, like, them getting rid of Devontae Adams goes to show that I bet that that running back cycle will start to come back around, you know, in the next few years, because not every team's going to be able to pay $30 million a year, you know, for a wide receiver, even though, I mean, D-Mace, obviously, you know, we need that position, but I'm just fascinated to see how that cycle goes.
Well done. Nice end there with that, Alan. Well done. Like, talking about these, you know, diva receivers and then, but working in, but hey, it was still – still love the position, D-Mace. Still love it. All right, we love props too, Alan. Let's finish with this. We love our props. You know, I've been, you know, you get on Twitter and today, and it's like pictures of Laramie Tunzel, you know, a couple years ago with the gas mask, and it's, yeah. Is there a prop on a goofy something goofy happening, and I don't even know how you, what it, how that works, but I guess what's the goofiest prop you've seen, or is there a way out there prop on the draft?
Yeah, so there's not many as of yet. You'll see some books start to leak some out as we get closer. The most popular this year and every year, right, is Roger Goodell and, like, how many players, like, over-under, does he, like, throw, like, the bro hug out there as opposed to, like, just the handshake, right? And, like, the over-under set is 12.5 for tonight. So, yeah, so that's about the best one that we have. It used to be great with, like, music. You could pick by, like, genre, but now they just release it of what these guys, you know, that they'll walk up to. So, yeah, you don't see that as much. But, yeah, it's mostly Roger Goodell. In regards to that. So, yeah, if anybody's, you know, keeping pace at home, 12.5, that's your over-under.
You got any ink?
On that one or in general?
No, on your body. Do you have any
ink? Oh, no.
Okay.
No ink.
So, we, you know, one of these days we'll go do a show in Vegas and we'll make a bet, and the loser's going to get some ink. How about that? We'll have fun.
Okay. Yeah, let's absolutely do that.
We'll get some sponsors, and we'll get it all paid for, and we'll have fun. Alan, thank you as always. Really appreciate it. Good stuff.
Babe, appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Alan Bell Sportsline. Go follow him on Twitter. He is a fun follow, at AlanBell247. We'll come back. We'll find out. We're going to get Derek Mason to reveal a source because somebody's giving bad info on the running backs. We'll do that next. Pro Golf is coming to Nashville in May. Do you realize May is this weekend? Yikes. Where did the time go in 2022? The Simmons Bank Open. Text in the keyword golf right now, 615-737-1025. That's our text line driven by Wilson County. Hyundai.com, a chance to win a weekend pass for four. Plus you get enjoyed in style. Food and drinks included, Predators gift pack, which includes a polo shirt, balls, and an umbrella. Again, text the word golf. 615-737-1025. Now, keep that number in mind because that's also our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. In the last segment, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to give away some tickets, but we're going to put the listeners to work, Derek, but they've got it. We're only going to be able to take six. We're going to load up the line, so you're going to have not fat fingers, but fast fingers. Fat fingers gets us in trouble with text, right? But you should have fast fingers, so we'll start doing the finger exercises now. Because we're only going to load up the lines, and those people are the ones that are going to be locked in for a prize. So that's going to be before we get out of here this hour. So keep that in mind. All right, reveal your source. Who is it? Who's your source? Wow, wow, wow,
wow. There's no source. It's just a feeling.
A feeling.
It's the ego. The ego has come back.
See, and that's what I knew. I knew somebody drunk, and the eagle's typically not sober. So it's the drunk eagle again.
It's the eagle.
Golly.
The dreagle.
Yeah, it could be that
the
too.
The dreagle. That's at night. It becomes the dreagle.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. Don't be surprised. If it happens, you know. I'm not going to even say I told you so. I'm not going to even say I told you so. Just going to nod my head like this.
What up? That's all you need to say.
Get at me, bro. That's all I'm
saying. So are you saying the first pick, or you're saying they're going to draft one?
I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised. And listen, it's a long shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if indeed they do draft one, because to me it would be because there's no quarterbacks in this year's draft that really warrant a first round grade. Now, teams may talk themselves into drafting a quarterback or two or three in the first round. That pushes everybody down in the draft. But if there's no quarterback drafted, say within the first 15, then the person that they want might not be there any longer. And they go for the best available after that. Mm-hmm. Or just get out of the first round in general and you know, get a second round pick. I can see that definitely happening. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Phil in Kentucky texted back and said, He didn't write the theme, but he does play Broadway full time. Mm. He did it for 7 years. So
okay.
He said, love you guys. Love the show.
Oh, so I need to up my game there because he knows what he's talking about.
Well, look where we are. Look what market we're in, man. You can't just throw out that stuff and have dogs start barking and howling. And,
exactly. I know,
you
man.
Know, musicians are like, oh, holy cow.
Let me correct him right quick. Let me correct him in a nice way. You know, let him know, hey, you got to bring us a little bit different beat. You got to bring it.
Andrew says that would be so Titans to select a damn running back, not just a running back, a damn running back in mm-hmm. the first round. The entire NFL has figured out you win Super Bowls throwing the ball, and for some reason we insist on 1982 football.
Now, you win Super Bowls by playing defense.
There you go.
You don't win Super Bowls by throwing the ball around the yard.
Yeah, I've never heard throwing the ball around the yard wins championships. I've heard defense wins championships.
You know why the Rams won? Because of that defense. That's why they won. They didn't win because they were throwing the ball around the yard, even though they did get big plays. But that defense was stifling, especially the second half. So you're going to win Super Bowls by playing really good defense. And this, you know what, this is a very unique draft. And Alan said it. Because there isn't that top flight quarterback. Now it leaves everything else sort of in a fog or in a haze on who's going to draft who. I'm not going to prescribe to this is not a good draft. It is a good draft, but it doesn't have that top end quarterback. I think a lot of people base the draft if they have a top end quarterback, then it's a good draft.
Right. They base it on just the quarterback.
Exactly. Well, no, it's still a lot of really good players out mm-hmm. there. They're going to get an opportunity to get drafted higher. Because there's no quarterback.
Well, I think that the other part is college football is so popular, and there weren't those players that we really gravitated to this year, right? Like mm-hmm. some years, I mean, there's just like these big, high-profile players that we watch, right, every week throughout the course of the season. And I think that plays a factor into it. I mean, look, guys like – I mean – I get it. His athletic ability was off the charts, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again because we've discussed that so many times over the years. But, I mean, Vince Young, mm-hmm. in large part, yes, he played for Texas, and yes, the owner lives in Texas, you know, at the time, and BY is my guy, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, as, like, everybody remembers that Texas-USC game, it was one of the greatest college football games ever. Mm-hmm. And I think Leinart and Vince Young – even Reggie Bushing, throw some of those. So they probably, their stock moved up tremendously off that game alone just because of the popularity of it. Everybody was watching. And I guess what I'm getting at is some years we have these certain players that we're talking about the whole time throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. And this past year, who was it? I mean, think about the Heisman stuff. We were like, really was it? Who are all the big-name players that we were talking about all year? Like, man, I'll tell you what, when they're playing, you got to watch this kid. You got to watch this guy. But there just wasn't – I didn't feel like there was that this year.
Bryce Young, I believe, was clearly the best player.
He will be the next.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far – you're talking about draft-eligible guys that were coming out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, Jameson Williams, I do truly feel – had he not blown out his knee,
okay,
he would have been a top three pick.
I was going to say top 10 for sure.
And because Jacksonville's drafting and they're still trying to figure out what they need, I wouldn't have been surprised if Jacksonville drafted him first overall just to get another weapon for their quarterback.
Yeah, and they can wait because there's no expectations
exactly.
for this year. Right? They can wait for him. Okay, if he's not – ready to until halfway through the season to really get going, then, you know, Jacksonville's not going to be predicted to do anything other than when we went to Jacksonville a couple days ago, mm-hmm. say, hey, the optimism down here is, hey, this team may win 7 or 8 games this year. It's like, so if that's your bar, mm-hmm. well, why not, right? You're worried about – you're thinking long term. You're thinking future. You're not worried about this upcoming season, so –
No, you're right. I just think, and there were other handful of players that, if we were in the era of running backs, then I think Kenneth Walker III would have been a top 10 pick, or some of these other running backs. And it's interesting how, you know, you don't value the position, but you what do NFL teams always say? We gotta run the football, but you don't value the position enough to be a dominant run team. But they always say we gotta run the football. Mm-hmm. That's an oxymoron. We gotta run the football. We don't value that position.
About the running back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll come back. Let's do this. Load up the phone lines. We're going to give something away. We're not going to tell you how we're going to do this, but the first six to get in, and you're going to play along to win a really cool prize this weekend, by the way. There's my hint. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour. John Glennon to begin the second hour here on the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game. Okay, if you're looking for a place to hang tonight or tomorrow to watch the Predators take on Colorado tonight, that game is at 8 o'clock. So a puck drop at 8 o'clock. I'll have pregame for you at 7. Everything heard right here on these airwaves. And then tomorrow night, 9:30 start to close out the regular season, 8:30 pregame here on these airwaves. If you're looking for a place to go watch these, it's Headquarters Beercade. They've got drink specials. You can watch the Colorado game tonight or the Arizona game tomorrow night. Plus, you can watch their app. Look, they got TVs everywhere, so it's you can take in everything. The Grizzlies game, game six will be coming up. So if you want to go watch everything, this is your place, okay? Headquarters Beercade, 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. Again, tonight the puck drops at 8. Tomorrow night the puck drops at 9:30 to close out the regular season. Back here on the DDC. Now, this is what we've done, D-Mace. Mm-hmm. We've loaded up the lines.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you – there's no particular order, okay? Mm-hmm. We've got no draft order.
Okay.
Just these people are locked in. Now, Kenny, David, Reno, Corey, and Herbert. I said six. We've got 5 lines available.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pick a position, and when they pick a position, that position is off the board, just like the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Not a player, just a position for the Titans' first pick, wherever the first pick is, whether they move up, whether they move down, their first selection, it's that position. And if somebody nails it, which they will, somebody's mm-hmm. going to get the position, right?
Oh, of course.
You will win tickets to see Bon Jovi at Bridgestone Arena Saturday night. So we've got your Saturday night plans. Okay, you'll be at Bridgestone taking in Bon Jovi. But somebody's got to nail the position, the first pick of the Titans. So I'm going to let you, in any random order, mm-hmm. just bring up somebody, and Elijah's going to – he's already taken down their info.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever gets it right tonight, you'll get a call in the morning or – from someone from our staff, from our very friendly staff, until you're going to Bon Jovi on Saturday night. So you'll have to go pick up the tickets tomorrow during business hours. So mm-hmm. I'm going to let you pick somebody.
A player or a caller?
Caller.
Caller.
Just bring somebody up.
Let's go Herbert.
All right, Herbert, you're first up. So whatever position you take,
yeah,
that position will be off the board.
Okay.
So what position will the Titans address with their first pick?
Receiver.
Wide receiver.
Yes, sir.
You feel good about that?
Yep. I feel like they're going to do it. I feel something's going to go on with A.J. Brown. I think they're going to go ahead and get a receiver.
Okay. Herbert, you are locked in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree with Herbert. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's what I said they would take with Jim Wyatt, and, of course, he's looking for a specific player, but I took a wide receiver. So wide receivers off the board. I guess go on and X the lines out. Let's see. X them out there, Elijah, mm-hmm. because these are the ones that are locked in. All right, pick another one.
Give me David.
David, you're up next. Wide receivers are off the board.
Yes, sir. We're going to go offensive line.
Okay. Mm. O-lineman. All right. So that is currently the favorite with the odds makers. You heard our interview with Alan Bell. Offensive lineman is indeed the favorite for the Titans to select. You feel good about that?
Feel great about it.
Okay. Thank you, David. You are locked in. Not surprised with the first two picks. Are you?
Nah. Not at all.
In fact, I think that probably is one of those, I don't know. I would be more surprised if it was something other than an offensive lineman or wide receiver. But I keep reading things. Like I was reading Steve Wyche. What was it? What was the quote? He said he talked with Liberty's coach, Hugh Freeze. Yeah, here's the quote. Andrew Siciliano tweeted this out from NFL Network that Steve Wyche had talked to Hugh Freeze, and Hugh Freeze told him, I usually have a good feeling on what team might draft a player of mine. And he said, I truly have no clue where Malik Willis is going tonight.
Hmm.
But he did say going tonight, so he must feel good about him going in the first round. All right, pick another caller.
And with the 26th pick, Reno selects.
Defensive line.
D-line. Okay.
D-line. Mr. Simmons going to need some company with Landry and the boys, so I think they go defensive line.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
well, it's
for the fun night Saturday night, boys.
Oh, he feels good about it. Thank you, Reno. Tell you what, it's pretty – the experts say it's pretty healthy at that position.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good players to be had. Add Autry, Landry, and Simmons, and maybe – and don't forget, they're getting someone back, too, that we never really even saw last year really what his potential is. Young man from Pittsburgh, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, two more. Let's go.
All right, let's go with Corey.
Okay, well, I think I will go with the long shot and take the running back.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. I can't.
Everybody's in the room, like in Vegas, like, oh.
I don't have the pull to do this, but I kind of feel like if this happens, like Corey deserves four tickets to Bon Jovi. But I don't have the power to do that. But Corey, I like where your head's at. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens, man. I'll tell you what. We'll have a great conversation tomorrow if it does happen.
Oh, yeah.
Man, is that going to be fun. All right, last one.
All right. And with the 26th pick, Kenny selects.
I really got the long I'm going to have to go with cornerback.
Okay.
It was down to either kicker or cornerback. You can't have too many cornerbacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said cornerback, not quarterback, right?
Right. Corner, right.
Cornerback.
DB.
Okay. I like
yes,
DB.
Sir.
There we go. DB.
DB.
Kenny, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's not bad. For the
no,
last
it's
pick.
Not. It's not.
That's
I'm
not
surprised.
A bad pick at all.
I'm surprised someone didn't take that before Kenny.
Yeah, that's not a bad look. If you're drafting last, that's not a horrible selection.
No.
Okay. Good luck to everybody. Thank you for your participation. Good timing. I like. And by the way, nice setups there, D-Mace. That was mm-hmm. well done. It's the theme tonight. We'll come back and we'll pick John Glennon's brain on what he thinks. Right. What he thinks indeed is going to happen. And then after that, we're going to get some flavor for about an hour or so on the teams picking before the Titans. What's going on in that market? What are they talking about? Picks right before the Titans that maybe could affect what the Titans do at 26. We'll come back. Hour number two of the DDC next.